As Pesach approaches, all homes are full of excitement and action. Everyone is cleaning up the home, looking for leftover pieces of chametz, leavened bread, that may have been accidentally forgotten in small cracks or crevices. Chametz items are put away, eaten, destroyed, or sold before Pesach begins, in order to make sure that the home is completely free of chametz on the Pesach holiday. The Torah never defines exactly which grains and what is included in the prohibition of chametz. However, the rabbis of the Talmud understood that chametz, leavened bread, refers specifically to five grains which have come in contact and spent time in water. Those five grains are wheat, barley, oat, spelt, and rye. If any of these five grains come in contact and are soaked in water, or their flours are soaked in water, they may not be consumed or kept in the home over Pesach. What is unique about these five grains is that as the molecules, the starch molecules, break down in the water, a process of leavening takes place. This process is what gives bread and dough its unique quality. It rises, it becomes full of air and fluffy, and is able to make a very tasty bread. According to the Torah, only these five grains can be categorized as chametz. All other grains, all other food products cannot be called chametz. Even if they are processed in manners similar to bread, if they are ground into a flour, they are soaked in water, they are used to produce a bread or cake-like product, nevertheless, according to the Torah, these items will not become chametz. Interestingly, the Talmud Yerushalmi describes and records an experiment that the different rabbis of the Talmud performed on rice, and they watched rice soak in water, and they commented that that is not a chametz or a leavening process, although it may act in somewhat similar fashions to bread and other and the five grains mentioned. Nevertheless, it is sufficiently different, and according to the Torah, it is not included in the prohibition of chametz. Nevertheless, Ashkenazic Jews, those from Eastern European origin, have the minhag, the custom, not to eat kitnios, literally translated as legumes, on Pesach. This custom can be traced back to the times of the Balei HaTosfos in France and Germany in the 13th century, and was strengthened by the Maharil in the 15th century, who's often known as a father of many of the Ashkenazic customs that we have today. This custom of not eating kidneys, legumes, never spread to the Sephardic Jews, those from Spain, Morocco, Egypt, and other countries, and they never accepted any other prohibitions on the Pesach holiday. In this edition of the Kosher Tidbits, we will, Amir Tzashem, discuss some of the details of this rabbinic custom, the reasons, the items included, and some other of the details of the halacha of the laws of this custom. We'll begin with the reason. What was the reason? Why did the rabbis feel necessary to enact this minhag, this custom of refraining from eating kidneys on Pesach? Two reasons are given for this custom. Number one, these food items are harvested, ground into flour, and baked or cooked into a bread, cake, or other dish in a manner that's similar to the five grains. Common rice breads or corn breads are often found and can often be confused with the actual bread product. As such, the rabbis felt a concern that if people would be permitted to eat kidneys products, they may come as well to confuse them and come to eat the five grains which the Torah prohibits. Therefore, they felt it necessary, as a gzeirah, as an enactment, to keep people away from eating the actual chametz products, that they should forbid one to eat kidneys as well. A second reason given is that often Kineos items are grown in fields adjacent to those of the grains that the Torah prohibits are grown. As such, at times of the harvest and times of the production, there often may be a mixture of the grains, of particles of the grains that were of the five grains that the Torah prohibits, and one may come to eat them on the Pesach holiday. Therefore, the rabbis felt that it was important to make this gezeira, to make this decree, to forbid one from eating kineos, lest one accidentally eat as well the five grains when they are mixed in to the kineos product. So we have seen two reasons for this prohibition. Number one, its similarity to chametz. And number two, the fear that the chametz may get mixed into these products. What are some of the examples that are included in this prohibition? Some of the most famous examples are rice, mustard, peas, and many of the items that are often referred to as the legume family, green beans, lima beans, kidney beans, as well as kasha, are some of the examples most common in households that are prohibited because of this rabbinic decree, this rabbinic gezeira. One item of interest is corn. Although it only appeared in Europe in the late 15th century and did not exist in Europe at the time of the institution of the Minhag of Kineos, nevertheless, it has become accepted to become part of the Minhag. It has become accepted to refrain from Kineos on Pesach. Corn and its derivatives are very common in many food items. Corn is inexpensive in the United States and is therefore often used as a substitute for sugar, as a sweetener in many candies, sodas, and other popular drinks. This leads us to a further question. How are we to treat other items which did not exist at the time of the enactment of this minhag, that did not exist in Europe at that time? Are they included in this minhag as well? Must we refrain from other such items? Or perhaps if they did not exist at the time of the enactment, we are not required to refrain from them on Pesach. This question is of much debate amongst contemporary authorities. Some feel that any items which are similar and possibly should be included in this minhag must be included. Others feel that it is inappropriate and unnecessary to add new items to this minhag. One of the most famous contemporary authorities who discusses this question is Rav Moshe Feinstein in his Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Orach Chaim Chelek Gimel Simen Samach Gimel, where he was asked regarding the status of peanuts on Pesach. In discussing this question, he raises the point that both reasons that we mentioned do in fact apply to peanuts. And logically, one may feel necessary to include it in this minhag. He says that oftentimes peanuts are grown next to the other grains. In addition, peanuts can be ground into flour and look similar to the onlooker as a substitute or an alternative for chametz products. Therefore, he says, logically, one could have said that they should be included and perhaps should be included in this minhag. Nevertheless, he feels that one is not obligated to accept new stringencies upon oneself. And only items that were accepted at the time of the enactment of this minhag or other items that have been over the generations included in this minhag, one must refrain from eating on Pesach. Other items, he says, we are not required to add onto this minhag. As a proof, he mentions the common household item of potatoes. Potatoes are a staple in most homes on the Pesach holiday. And in fact, potatoes can be ground and made into potato flour, potato starch, and are used in a manner very similar to that of chametz, that of common bread from the five grains which we discussed earlier. Nevertheless, the Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, have never accepted potatoes as part of this minhag, and we are not obligated to accept it. Similarly, he feels that we are not obligated to accept peanuts or other items into this minhag. However, he says, those communities and places that have accepted kitnios, have accepted peanuts in this minhag, in this custom of kitnios, must refrain as their community and their families have abstained in the past. Others disagree with Rav Moshe Feinstein and feel that anything that logically could be included in this minhag, in this custom, should be included, and one should refrain from eating peanuts and the like on Pesach. Some other common examples in this debate are cottonseed oil, which different communities have different practices. In Eretz Yisrael, in Israel, most refrain from eating cottonseed oil. And while in America and many other countries, people do use cottonseed oil on Pesach. In addition, the popular quinoa is often used as a substitute for grain, and again, falls into the same category of an item which is more common in present times and was not existent and not common in the time of the enactment of this minhag. As always, this is a question of much debate and much be presented to one's rabbinic authorities to decide. A further common question is that of the derivatives of kitnios. As mentioned, corn is often formed into corn oil, which we refrain from consuming on Pesach. However, what happens if that corn oil is later converted into a different item? Commonly used in food productions are citric acid or ascorbic acid, all of which are used as artificial sweeteners, and aspartame, candy flavorings, wine production, meat productions, all very commonly used throughout the food industry. How are we to view these items? They are not the actual kitnios, the actual item in question. It is only a derivative. It has gone through several changes of state, from something sweet to something almost sour. How are we to view these items? This question is of great debate and a far-reaching consequence. How does the halacha view an item which is itself not permissible, not allowed to be eaten, when it has changed state and has become something totally different, not similar to the original item? Many have accepted the position of the Mishnah Brura in his comments in Orach Chaim, Simin Reish Tez Zayin, that when dealing with a rabbinic prohibition, and certainly for a prohibition which is only a minhag, a custom such as kitnios, one can be lenient, and any derivative which has changed significantly from its original form, from its original state, may be used on Pesach. Therefore, many accept these ascorbic acid and citric acid in their food products on Pesach, even though it originated from the corn or other kitnios items, but since it has changed and undergone a great change, they may be eaten on Pesach. The next question to be addressed are other differences in halacha that exist when it comes to kitnios than other chametz, other leavened items on Pesach. The Torah tells us that chametz, leavened grain, may not be owned or may not be used or eaten on Pesach in any fashion whatsoever. This is referred to in the Torah as bal yera'eh u'bal yematzeh. You may not see it, you may not find it, you may not derive any prohibition from it whatsoever. You may not derive any pleasure from it whatsoever. However, this law does not apply to kitnios. Since kitnios are only a minhag, only a custom, the rabbis never imposed this prohibition on kitnios. Therefore, the common baby powder found in many homes, which is made out of cornstarch, may be kept on Pesach and may be used on Pesach as well. Another interesting distinction between kitnios and other items of chametz on Pesach is certain leniencies in terms of who may consume the kitnios on Pesach. Unless one is deathly ill and one's life is in danger, one may not consume chametz items on Pesach. Nevertheless, traditionally it is assumed that if one is sick, even only slightly ill, and would be helped, perhaps cured, if they would consume items of kitnios, it is permissible for them to do so on Pesach. This idea includes sick people as well as young children who often are in need of baby formulas or baby cereals which contain kidneys or their derivatives. They may consume them on Pesach. Nevertheless, care must be taken that when consuming such items that no actual chametz is mixed into the food. It is often necessary for one to do some research into the particular items to make sure that there is no chametz mixed in to the food. For example, in common baby rice cereals, it had been found to have oats mixed in very small proportions to the cereal. In addition, some baby cereals have been found to use an enzyme which was produced with chametz. Although the actual item in question that's being consumed is kidneys and is rice, which should be permissible, nevertheless, since there is a chametz additive to it, one must be concerned and one must ask the authorities before consuming that item. Similarly, many dietary supplements consumed by the ill or the elderly, such as Ensure or other such items, often are made of kidneys and may be consumed by such people on Pesach. Lastly, I'd like to discuss what happens when somebody from the Ashkenazic, from the Eastern European background, marries someone from a Sephardic background. Whereas the people from the Ashkenazic background assume from birth to have this minhag, to refrain from eating the kidneys on Pesach, and the people from the Sephardic background did not. How is this new family, this new couple, to act? Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuva that the prevalent custom is that the couple should follow the custom of the husband's family. As such, if the husband is from Ashkenazic background and he never ate kidneys, when he marries a Sephardic woman, she must refrain as well from eating kidneys upon their marriage. And vice versa, if the husband is of Sephardic background, when he marries an Ashkenazic woman, she may accept his custom, and she may eat kidneys on Pesach. If people visit the homes of those who do not have their custom, and an Ashkenazic person visits the home of a Sephardic person, most rabbinic authorities assume that the food prepared in their utensils, which may have been used for kidneys items, may be used for those who refrain from eating kidneys. Obviously, care must be taken that no kidneys is placed into the food eaten by the Ashkenazic Jews. However, the utensils themselves are not compromised by the fact that they were used by kidneys. The Torah tells us, when it comes to the laws of Pesach, Ushmartem es ha-matzos, you should guard the matzos. And the rabbis of the Talmud explain, not only does this apply to the matzah specifically, but rather it applies to all mitzvos. Ushmartem es ha-mitzvos, one should guard and be particularly careful about all mitzvos. With added care to kidneys on Pesach and to all the other halachos, laws of Pesach, should help us with the performance and our care to all mitzvos throughout the year.